Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
MSU hosting Northwestern at home. I don't think they've beaten the Wildcats in 3 years, three seasons. What do you think the line is? Evan said Northwestern minus a point and a half. Who you got, David?
I said 2.5 for Northwestern.
You said Northwestern, yeah. 2.5. The line, according to FanDuel, MSU is favored by 8.5 points.
8.5?
8.5 points.
I'll take Northwestern.
For Senior Day. So, yeah.
I know Bo Bowie's hurt, right?
No, the
other guy's hurt.
Yeah, Ty... I forgot his last name.
They're other really good players.
Yeah. Ty's hurt. Bowie's playing. Bowie is the killer.
Right, I know. He's really
take Bowie to score at least 20 points, and you're going to win that bet because he just kills him.
Yeah, he's not out. I thought he was, I don't know. 8.5 sounds like a lot of points.
It does.
Well, they had a couple people get injured in their last game, but Bowie was not one of them. So, yeah.
Look, Northwestern's good. They're going to the tournament. All right.
Yeah, they are. It just shocks me.
If Michigan State can't beat them at home.
Stoney.
I know.
They haven't beaten them. Like, they've lost that in the Northwestern. They lost at home. And it's been like strange plays at the end of the game.
But you could argue reasonably that this game is the make or break game whether they get into the tournament or not.
No, I think this game.
You think the Indiana game is?
They would have to win one of their next three games, including a Big Ten game. They lose all three, now you're in trouble.
Right.
But, yeah, Northwestern gives you a quad one victory. And with the quad one victory, if you're MSU, your goal is to get out the 8-9 game. Because the 8-9 game means you're going to go up against somebody just as awful as you. And if you win, congratulations, you're going to be playing either Houston, UConn, or Arizona. And they've already lost to Arizona this year. That's what you're going to get in the second round. Because you can't play Purdue because they're in the same conference. And you don't want to play Purdue again because all they do is beat you.
Right.
So, yeah. So that would give them a quad one victory. If they can finish out on a roll and win like three or four more games, they can get to that 7 seed and breathe a little easier. Because then you would play a Kansas or something like that and hope that you have a chance. So, that was just the line. But... okay, I'm looking at the show sheet, and I get down to the bottom of the sheet, and Stoney's filling in for Mike. Stoney put something down there that I'm just at a loss. So Stoney, I'm just gonna. What is this?
There's another one on there that I thought you'd probably have a loss for too.
Oh boy. Maybe I didn't go down far enough. I saw the pickleball thing.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was another thing. Did I put down the bed thing there that hatched it to? I think I might have.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, there's another?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I mean, seriously, I feel like we could save this tomorrow for Mike Stoney Topics.
You can save it for Friday when I'm actually here with Mike.
Right.
Where he doesn't spend the whole 4 hours making fun of me, and rightfully so.
Wait, there's another one on here, Stoney?
Yes. Yeah, right above Saquon, not tagged. Warner says something about beds.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, the Stoney Topics. Do you ever make your bed, especially if you don't use a top sheet?
Yeah. You want to save that, or you want to do that, or pickleball now?
I want to do the pickleball thing because you're playing pickleball like
tonight, 6:30. I'm in a league with my wife. We play co-ed couples pickleball, and we're playing the Farbers tonight. My sister-in-law and her husband Jimmy, Pam and Jimmy. The line in that we're favorite. We should win this one.
Okay, I don't even know how to put this.
Have you ever seen pickleball?
I have. It's like pickleball kind of looks like what Facebook used to be, where it used to be cool for young people, and then older people kind of took it over because that's all I ever see.
Well,
playing
it's funny. This is the reverse.
Really?
Yeah. When pickleball started, it was, you know, basically it seemed there was only older people that played that couldn't run around for tennis and things like that. And, you know, I played at the sports club in West Bloomfield, play this place, that place in Florida we were playing. And the more and more you go to pickleball courts, facilities, whatever, you're seeing more and more younger players, you know, 30 and younger, teenagers. I'm convinced pickleball will eventually in some states be a high school sport. I'm convinced one day it'll be in the Olympics because they always have those trial sports. We were playing in Florida a few weeks ago with people, you know, basically in our age group, but I'm a little older than everybody we were playing with, but not that much. And in the next court were four guys who were in their, I would say, late to mid-20s, and they were like vaping between points, too.
So is pickleball basically like,
it's like tennis
and badminton had a kid?
Well, yeah, kind of. What it is you use a smaller paddle. You don't call it a racket. You call it a paddle. And the ball has holes in it. It makes a disgusting noise. I think if you like, for a lot of people, the noise of it really bothers people. But you play, you don't run around as much. But there's a lot of people that get injured from bending and, you know, falling and things like that. It's a lot of...
And you're good at this.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, look, see, it's not like golf where you can tell somebody their handicap, you can tell if they're good or not.
Right.
Tennis, pickleball, racket sports, everything's relative. I can compete against really good players. I got no shot because I'm not that good. Same thing with tennis. But I do want to ask at 248-539-9797, do you play pickleball? And particularly if you're under the age of 40, do you play pickleball? If you're thinking about playing pickleball, it's something, you know, a lot of times, you know, with your, in relationships, marriages, you don't have everything in common that you thought you did. To me, playing pickleball with my wife is a way we can do something together.
So, David, is this part of your marriage counseling that couples should play pickleball together?
No. This doesn't sound like something I want
to
play.
Have you thought about adding it to this?
Doesn't sound like something I want to play or suggest for someone to play.
I've never played it. I kind of thought it was one of those COVID, because we were in COVID, it was a fad type of thing. People just wanted to get out the house. And I'm like, somebody just made up a game one day on a tennis court.
That's basically how it did start years ago in the state of Washington.
So I'm like, okay, I didn't think it was a thing.
They're closing down tennis courts to put up pickleball courts. You can put basically two pickleball courts in the same space as one tennis court.
I'm not under 40, so I'll leave it to the gentleman behind the glass.
I don't play. I will say this. I did see a bunch of courts where my kids play flag football. They added pickleball courts where the tennis courts were. Mm-hmm. I noticed that this past summer.
Yes. There's a new thing out as well called padel. And I would suggest, I'm not going to even try to explain it. It's a cross between racquetball and pickleball, basically, where you can hit the ball off the wall and do the PADEL and look at the highlights. They're incredible. And Henrik Zetterberg, Gustav Nyquist, and one of the other former Red Wing Swedes just opened up this facility in Sterling Heights that I hear is unbelievable. People are playing padel all the time now. It's It's, I guess it started in Europe.
I guess I got to get out more. You're saying a potential, pole dancing is going to be an Olympic sport.
So. No, but I'm telling you.
Pickleball. I've never, Stoney, I thought it was a COVID thing that people just kind of made up to do because there was nothing to do in COVID.
No.
We were watching videos of marbles racing down.
Yeah, I know.
And wow. And now you're still doing this. And you don't get worried about getting injured.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you can. I mean, you can fall. And doctors say they've had.
Do you have to be in great shape to play this game?
No. But you can play. Like, I was playing against somebody. I've played against people who are 80. And women who are really good.
Did you lose?
It was a doubles. I probably did lose. Yes, absolutely.
Tony out there losing to the Where's the Beef lady.
Yes, pretty much. But she can dink. You know, she can dink. You dink. You know, it's like little slices and things like that. It's a lot of fun. People, I'm telling you, it's a fast growing. It's already passé to a certain extent.
Oh, passé.
Well, it's not new anymore. Put it that way.
Pickleball.
Stoney, wasn't that you I saw playing last week? You were playing Sister Jean out there, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And she kicked my ass.
248-539-9797. Are you a pickleball person? I didn't know that it was that big. So, yeah, I saw it on the sheet and was like, Stoney's playing pickleball. Like, why is Stoney playing pickleball? What? But apparently, pickleball is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get your phone calls next. 97.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Good, Logan.
I just wanted to say, so this is probably about 10 years ago now, when I was 15. So the sophomore in high school, gym class, we started our old teacher, he's retired now, but he was the one that basically got us all into pickleball at our school and required it for basically almost all the gym, basically the whole semester. And they had basically hosting tournaments and leagues and whatnot. And I'm not real big on these kind of sports, you know, badminton, pickleball kind of things. But I was into trying something new. And, man, to this day, I tell you what, me and somebody still get together and go play pickleball on Sundays.
Yeah, it's very addicting. My wife, Logan, can sometimes play three times a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the call, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the call.
So we play for an hour, and you have basically there's three games to 11, and then you get into an hour. And it's a decent work. It's not, you're not running around like crazy.
Break a sweat?
Yeah, a little bit.
Back to the phone line. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Stoney's absolutely correct. It is a very popular sport. It will be an Olympic sport at some point in time. I'm a professional pickleball referee. My wife is as well. We live here in Royal Oak. We travel all over the country with three different major tours, refereeing pickleball.
And Mike, hold on. I promise. I'm going to let you finish. There are professional referees to pickleball?
There are, absolutely.
There's a tour, just like there is of tennis.
There's the PPA Tour, the APP Tour, and Major League Pickleball. My wife and I referee on all of the different tours. The Major League Pickleball Tour is a team aspect event with team owners, and some of those owners are, you know, people that we all know.
Tom Brady, LeBron James, people like that. They own pickleball teams.
Yeah, so we travel with that particular tour and the APP Tour.
Yeah, I saw when I was visiting my family in Philly this summer, there was one near where my sister lives, and we went and watched a little bit, and these players are unbelievable.
So what's the average age of, like, the professional players?
Professional players are anywhere from, the best player in the world on the women's side is 17. The best player in the world on the men's side is Ben Johns. He's just graduated from college. He's like 25, 26 years old. But anywhere up to 40, up to 50. So 50 and above would be your senior pros. And there's a whole tour for those as well.
They had that match on ESPN.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
It was Agassi and our boy Jack Sock, I believe, is a great tennis ball, pickleball player.
Was Steffi Graf.
And Agassi, McEnroe, Jack Sock, and I forgot the other guy.
So they played. I thought that was a tennis match. That was a pickleball.
That was pickleball.
Match.
Yeah.
I am learning so much right now. Yeah. David, I don't know about you, but.
Oh, I'm learning a lot, too, because he's named Ben Johns being the best men's player. Well, he has his own pickleball paddle with his name on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it comes with endorsements. Yeah, come on, man.
It's big money.
Your sons don't have a Ben Johns?
No, I know Ben Johns.
Quit being so cheap, man.
I heard Ben Johns turned down jobs to stay in Detroit. Oh, different Ben Johns.
Oh, ba-da-boom.
Yeah.
Where we at? Jason, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man, hold on.
Stony, good afternoon. This is the popular one. I live in Grand Rapids. There's a complex in the middle of downtown with about 30 courts. They host the annual tournament, and there are people there every day. On Saturday, with the nice weather, all 30 courts were full. There were people waiting. There's a brand new complex in my town of Rockford. They're building another one next year. They're converting tennis courts. Doug did a story a couple months ago about a place out here where they actually shut the court down because, as Stoney said, the noise of it, people were just plunking back and forth all day, and the township shut the park down because of the neighborhood noise.
Hey, Jason.
It's insanely popular.
Jason, have you checked out Padel yet?
Padel.
Look for it on YouTube. They just Zetterberg and
it's like
Gus
very
Nyquist.
Aggressive tennis racquetball.
It's unbelievable. That's the next thing. It's incredible.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a former high school tennis player, and it's relatable a little bit, but I think it's just so addictive because, I mean, almost anyone can do it. My 10-year-old takes lessons. My 70-year-old neighbor could kill me because he's just so good with finesse and power, and it doesn't take a ton of movement, but
right.
the accuracy and the finesse are huge.
Yeah, the thing that kills you is if you have trouble bending, because if you bend, it's a lot better for your shots. You don't have to run that much, because most of it's doubles, too. And the courts are a lot smaller than they are in tennis.
Pickleball. Stoney, you taught me something.
There's a pickleball channel on TV.
What channel?
I don't know. It just says Pickleball TV. I'm seeing it on Instagram here. 24/7, 365.
So we can put it up on the TVs in here?
I don't know.
Probably not. We can't get the NFL Network.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole other story in and of itself. All right, let's get Craig. You're on 97.1. Craig,
you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we can.
Hey, Stoney, Rico, how's it going?
Hey. Good.
Good. So, Stoney, you're 100% right. I'm 29, and I love playing pickleball with my friends. It's the perfect sport because, like, you can take, like, I take my girlfriend all the time and we play, like, we'll play against, like, my buddy and their girlfriends, fiancés, et cetera. Or, like, even on, like, a golf trip, like, after we're done golfing, we went and played, like, really intense two-on-two pickleball, like, honestly, until the sun went down. But, like, if you go to courts in Royal Oak, like, there'll be eight courts. And, honestly, you usually have to wait, like, 15 to 20 minutes just to be able to get on a court. There's that many people that want to play. Like, I even got my girlfriend a pickleball paddle for Christmas, and she was elated. Like, she was so excited. And, honestly, just can't wait for the weather to get better so we can get back out there.
How long does it match? Is it a match, game? What do you call it?
It's up to
you play up to 15?
15 or 11. Most of them are up to 11. Then there's this other new scoring system that I just heard about called Rally. I don't like
that. If the match goes quick, you can play more than one match. And it's honestly just get out there. You play as long as you want because, like Stoney said, it's not a ton of movement, especially if you're playing doubles. So, I mean, you can go out there, spend an hour, hour and a half, and, you know, it's a great time.
Appreciate the phone call, Craig. This is amazing. I'm loving this. AC, I'm going to give you the last word on this. You're on 97.
Hey, hello, fellas. Check this out. I'm a retired prison guard. We had to put a pickleball league in our school because so many prisoners wanted to play pickleball.
Really? Okay.
Yes, sir. You would not believe it.
Do they have different – does your prison travel to play other prisons in pickleball?
Well, no, they can't do that.
If they're shackled or whatever, if they got cuffs on them, why can't they? You put them on a bus, you get them off, and then you get off the bus and you unshackle them.
Well, that means that we got to pay for that.
Oh, you're right. That's true.
Tony, you're in prison. You're not supposed to be having that much fun because you probably did something wrong.
Hey, there used to be a boxer who used to fight heavyweight fights from the Rahway State Prison in New Jersey, James Scott.
This isn't a Martha Stewart jail.
No, either was that.
Tony's trying to find the pickleball version of Ron LaFleur.
The longest pickleball.
I got to tell you, they love that crap. I didn't even know what the heck it was.
AC, I'm finding out so much stuff. Appreciate the phone call. Be safe. Yeah, Stoney, we're not taking the traveling prison pickleball tour.
I got Seth's big 630. Yeah, I forgot my pickleball sneakers, so I'll have to go with these.
All right. Russell Wilson, look, the Broncos just got fleeced. No other way to put it.
Oh, God.
Was it the worst trade in NFL history? We'll talk about that next. 97.1.
97.1, The Ticket. Traffic.
From the WWJ 24-Hour Traffic Center, the crash along westbound I-96 exit ramp to Davison. Right shoulder is blocked by it. You'll also see delays along southbound Middle Belt Road before Plymouth. In Livonia, right lane is blocked by the accident. The crash along 23-Mile Road at Card in Macomb Township is in the clearing stages. Of course, I'll let you know when it's 100. I'm Val Beery with traffic.
It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops. Playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Kenny, will you be placing any bets on the Horizon League tournament?
Yes, I will be betting against Oakland at every stop possible.
You know, they're going to take your degree back.
What an alum. What an alum.
Right. Jeez. Just hate store. Hate watching his own team. Spite store.
I know. It's
David, any ticket text for we? Wojo's up next, folks.
And he's here.
Yes, he is here. On time. Somewhat.
Well, he's here.
Yeah.
On time is a rather fluid concept.
Very much so.
Can we call Wojo our Ant-Man? You see that yesterday? Anthony Edwards was like in the back. He didn't realize that the game was about to start.
He lost track of time.
Yes. Right. I mean, come on.
Showed up and was standing at the scorer's table like, bruh.
He was there. So wait a second. Why should I be on time for the NBA game when this sports talk show host in Detroit is never on time for his stuff? So I'm Anthony Edwards. I don't have to be on time.
Yeah, like I said, on time is a very fluid situation for Wojo.
Yes. Hi, Bob.
Excuse me. Show starts at 6. What time is it?
We're giving you credit, actually, for being here on time.
Oh, okay. Usually, all right, I'll take
that. Usually, you're our Ant-Man.
Right, okay. It's Wojo's going to be. It's 5:57.
I never miss the start of the show.
Wait, he's
ever.
Pulling up. He's pulling up in the parking lot.
Ever. Okay. Often I'm sitting in my car on the phone, by the way.
Oh.
That's my office, away from the office.
Are you a pickle ball?
No, I heard you guys talking about the, what was it, Hide the Pickle? What was the name of that game?
Pickleball.
That's a different game
where
altogether.
Harrison High School used to be, they have a great pickleball facility there.
Oh, yeah, they call the Hawk. Right, yeah. Yes. No, I do not. I know all the kids, and by kids, I mean people 60 and older, play the pickleball, right? No,
there's a lot of younger players now. That's
no,
the whole thing.
No, they play more energetic games,
Stony
right?
Stony and Wojo Invitational Pickleball Tournament. There you go. Yes.
Who do you like in tonight's match between the Stones and the Farbers?
Watch out for the Farbers, the upset-minded Farbers.
They will be upset-minded because we're favorites. It's my sister-in-law and her husband.
Oh, okay. I heard they've been down the juice of late. I'm just about to guess what I heard. Word on the streets. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. I'm not a pickleball player. I'm not even.
Well, Joe, I thought it was a COVID thing that, you know, you can play socially distance. And after that, I didn't think that it stuck around. I just thought people were so sick of being in the house that you could stand 6 feet apart
on the
court and play this game. Because that's the first time I heard about it. And then I just thought it went away.
You couldn't in Michigan because Whitmer didn't allow that.
Yeah. Oh.
You could take walks, but you couldn't golf.
Well, I wasn't here, so. Okay.
So what that went away or was created during COVID has persisted since? Like, pickleball is one.
Well, pickleball was around before COVID, but it didn't start becoming popular. Yes.
Like, during the COVID, I did a lot of puzzling and stuff at home, and now I don't anymore because I'm not stuck at home.
Zoom calls and meetings. Working for home.
Although those have hung around.
No, that's what I'm saying. They stuck around.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
I used to, like, once every 3 or 4 weeks, my college friends who I text, we used to do a Zoom. That has completely gone away since.
Really? I mean, no, I think Rico's right.
Zoom
is very
meetings,
popular.
Yes, but like friends all got together.
Right, because the only time you could see them.
Right, so it was a couple of my frat brothers. We all just got on there one night, and it was like, oh, okay, but we don't do that anymore.
Because
you
know what? I will say this. I think I binge-watch shows even more. Now, The Tourist. I told you about The Tourist, right?
Tell me about The Tourist.
Season 2 of The Tourist has now dropped. I'm through one episode of season 2, and it's picked up very seamlessly.
Did you watch Curb?
No, I wasn't a Curb watcher.
Did you?
Or Curb Stomper either.
Did you watch the show Death and Other Details?
Yes.
I have not seen the final 2 episodes.
I have.
Okay, so keep it to yourself. But yeah, because I tried to pace it, but then I got caught up, and I'm like,
It's good. Yeah, I know. No, I'm glad binging is still. I think I read the free press something like there's 180 new continuous series that drop each year now on the various outlets. Like not just movies, like 180 right. series is. How do you keep up with that?
You don't.
Exactly. It's like Yellowstone. I've watched the first five from season one, and that's it.
You know, I've read stories where it's become a stressful situation for people.
Right, like because people stress you fall behind, it. And now you don't want people to tell you, or you're watching with somebody, and it's called cheap binging because they watch it because you're taking too long.
Absolutely.
And don't you hope that the shows are like the half hour to the 40-minute shows because you can binge them a lot quicker?
But not only that, you're afraid of being behind, like you can't talk about it in the office because you haven't right. watched that show. And then people reveal little slices of their personality based on which shows they like. Like I like all the creepy crime thrillers and my basement.
You are creepy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, Joe, bigger question.
Yeah, there's no bigger question than that.
The esteemed Kenny Cott and Evan Jenkins, they wagered on the Braves Tigers game today. What do you think of people who are betting on spring training baseball?
Losers? I mean, is that too simple? I mean, losers?
No.
Degenerates?
Yeah.
Slackers?
We found a lot of people bet on a lot of weird stuff.
Dummies?
Like Russian ping pong?
Unclean? Anything else? Unfit for society?
The unwashed.
The great unwashed?
Yes.
Wait, you bet... They do normal lines on spring training games?
Yeah, Tigers were plus 150, so they lost.
So they just do them. They don't do, like, over-under run totals, do they?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
The games are like 22 to 10.
No, Wojo, that would be crazy to do that.
Yeah.
But we're betting the Devils tonight.
Wojo, what you got coming up?
Yeah. I'm going to talk about the Lions and moves and possibilities. Bring back Quandre Diggs. Bring back Quandre Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I really do think that. And
what do you think of Emmanuel Mosley coming back?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
I will tell you how Brad Holmes is testing us a little bit. He's testing
is
us.
Is he testing or teasing?
Both.
Ooh.
Both. And I like both, to be honest. I like to be teased and tested.
All right. It's Wojo coming up next.
What? Why is Rico shaking his head at that?
Because it's 5:57 and my shift's over.
And Piston Miami basketball after Wojo.
Mine starts
Rico,
now?
It was wonderful being with you the last three shows.
I had so much fun and learned about pickleball.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Can't wait to do the show with you again sometime.
We will. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.